I'm happy. I'm super excited. It feels like, you know, I can do what I love to do, what I want to do in my life for now.
I mean, your life really is here, and you've had to live with this uncertainty for quite a while now. What has that been like? And at the same time, you've been doing a very important job.
You know what? It's hard. Yeah, it's been rough years for me being DACA. I believe I got DACA back in 2014. And then I went to nursing school. I started nursing school. And then the current administration took office, and then they rescinded DACA, and I was almost halfway down with nursing school. And so I was just like, you know, maybe I should quit because they rescinded DACA. If I graduate and I become a nurse, I won't be able to work. But then, you know, as you know, DACA was good again. And so I decided to finish nursing school and decided to get a job. And I thought that, you know, everything is just like history. I'll be fine from here on. But then it reached the Supreme Court, and now they have to decide. So I'm working as a nurse. I've been working as in the ICU nurse for more than a year. And again, you know, it's just like, it's following me. It's not living my life. So it's just like, wow, I don't know. It's super hard. I'm like, I can't really plan ahead. Like, I might lose my job. I might get deported. And I grew up here. All my friends are here. I feel like I'm part of, you know, of this great nation. So it's been tough. It's been tough.
Have you been an ICU nurse for about a year now, or how long has it been?
A year and a half, pretty much. Well, yeah.
That's been quite a tough year, from the Walmart shooting to now COVID. I mean, are you seeing patients? And did you see patients in both those cases? Treat them?
Yeah, from both cases, correct. Yeah, so when the shooting happened, I was here, and I was helping out, taking care of patients and as much as I could. And now, you know, with COVID, I was part of the I'm part of the, you know, part of the team that takes care of the COVID patients. And it's just, you know, adding the DACA stuff on top of, you know, the stress of taking care of COVID patients. It's just like, it's overwhelming sometimes. It's overwhelming. It's difficult.
What would you want the public to know as we look at this decision?
Yeah, I just want them to know that we're just working hard, and we're helping our community. Like in my case, I'm doing nursing, ICU nursing, trying to help lives, trying to be part of the team that helps lives. And so I just wanted to know that we're not causing any harm, that we're paying our taxes and we're contributing and we're professionals. I mean, it will be a waste of talent if they let all the DACA recipients go away.